The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Thursday morning, 7:01 a.m. here, Central Time, where we are. And let's see, what's on the plate? Well, we got like 31 news stories this morning to get through. Wow. Lots of news happening since we last spoke. I know that you absolutely loved that segment with Megan Smith yesterday. And I'll tell you, that was amazing, and we're going to get her back. I'm going to get on the horn with her because there's a bunch of stuff that we didn't get a chance to talk to that I definitely, and if you have questions that you want to ask about her research in cancer treatment, alternative cancer therapies, I know a lot of you are sweating bullets over this. You have an opportunity to get a solution here. The solution is an answer to what she has discovered in her research, and we welcome your questions at support@thepowerhour.com. That is our email. Now, you don't have internet? Okay, that's fine. You call 877-817-9829, the Power Mall number, and you hit 2. And if you don't hear any way to leave a message, then just call the Power Mall back at that same number. Wait for somebody to answer or return your call. Leave a message with your question on it to ask Megan Smith, and we will make sure in the next taping with her that she answers it. Easiest way to figure that out. I know a lot of you have mentioned that you were interested in obtaining a RIPE machine. We use them every day, both my wife and I. We each have our own, and we sleep on a pad at night. If you have pain, there is a setting already pre-programmed into that machine to help with pain. You just lay on the mat overnight and boom, no pain when you get up. It's amazing how it works. That's the thing about Megan Smith. She wasn't BSing you when she said that, because it has helped. And, you know, Royal Raymond Rife, who was the scientist that they first taunted that made 16 terminal cancer cases heal using frequencies. So, yeah, any questions, please posit it. Now, remember, as long as we're talking about the Power Mall, which is how we stay alive here, severe weather in certain areas of the country is delaying shipments, as you're certainly aware. Went outside this morning to potty the dog, and the streets are slick. So because of the melt yesterday, because the temps got above freezing, they dipped below freezing, and all of a sudden now we have icy streets and slick conditions. So transportability is going to be limited. We can't guarantee that orders are going to arrive when you think they're going to arrive because of it. So just understand, we got to get through this polar vortex or whatever this nonsense is, and we'll just get on with life, all right? The community tab, that's where your prayer requests go, thepowerhour.com. If you spend more than $200 at the Power Mall, you get free shipping. Now, that does not include dropship products nor heavy items like the Miracle 2 soap. They have to be shipped in separate containers, so because they're so heavy, they have to be shipped separately. And they are insured for up to $100, so you're probably okay. First-time customers, use the code FIRST, the number 10, at checkout. And you can use it on phone orders, too, if you're a first-time customer. You can also donate to us at the Support Us tab, or call 877-817-9829, make your donation that way. You can become a member if you see the buymeacoffee.com at the Power Hour. You can get that way, too. Later in the show, we're going to try to hook up with Michael Waller, who is a former CIA agent on Marxism and American intelligence. Now, there's a contradiction in terms. We're talking about the U.S. corporate here and one of its agencies that we would all like to see go away. Well, we'll ask him about that. Take your phone calls. Dr. Steve Bonta, we're going to attempt to get with him again. Third time's a charm. He's going to be talking about the UN's Dubai Climate Conference, COP28, exposing what the real agenda is in an upcoming live webinar. Now we move along to world news here at 5 after the hour. For those of you clock watchers out there, I've got a rather semi-risque picture included in this email blast, and I know all the guys are going to be going, oh, what is it? What is it? What is it? You know, yeah, put your tongue back in your mouth. It's not that. When you find out what this is all about, we're talking about Davos and the dark side of Davos. Now, I'm going to tell you something very, very briefly about these people. There's a French newspaper out called 20 Minutes, which shed even more light into this year's events at Davos. Now, do you remember way back in 2008 when the markets collapsed and what these hedge fund managers and all their workers were doing? Blow, booze, and hookers. Well, now we're finding out about the dark side of Davos. There is no such thing as just going there to have a conversation with people who you may be in agreement with. No, we're talking about an invitation-only meeting. 2,800 leaders from 120 countries get together to discuss what's going on in the world, such as climate change, artificial intelligence, and virus pandemics, and how we can control it. Ah, but that's not the only thing they go there for. No. No, we're talking about caviar, magic mushrooms, gold leaf desserts, A-list selfies, and $2,500 a night hookers and secret dinners. We are talking about, there's a platform called Tit for Tat, and the tit is two T's in the Davos region. And I mean, they are sold out of escorts. In other words, all these people have themselves a steady lay when they get there. Oh, yeah, it's fun and frolic. It says, depending on the customer, booking takes between 4 and 12 hours, according to one of the sex workers. The cost of her service is 2,000 francs, which is about $2,340. Now, here you have the World Economic Forum trying to rebuild trust, and then you got all these people, including Schwab Kebab. He's probably getting a little something-something, too. And you got all these virtue-signaling elites rolling up in their private jets like John Kerry. Oh, he's probably getting a little something-something, too. Hey, Mrs. Kerry, maybe you ought to have your blood tested by when he gets home. You don't know where that thing has been. John Kerry, by the way, bit somebody's head off, one of the reporters out there for Gateway Pundit. Well, it's actually Rebel News, but it ended up on Gateway Pundit. Avi Yemini asked John Kerry, what's the carbon footprint for these events every single year you come here? You think it's worth it? Peasants pay for your crimes? And, of course, Kerry snaps back. That's a stupid question. Of course, the reporter retorted and said, is it really? Is it more stupid than you traveling here to tell us? And, of course, Kerry's aide physically assaulted the Rebel News reporter. She shouted, we're done. I wonder how she physically assaulted, because it didn't say that. What'd she do, kick him in the groin? Push him away? What'd she say? We're done. Kerry accused the reporter of making up stupid questions. I don't think there's anything stupid about that. Here you got an 80-year-old fart that's private jet selling, setting hypocrite, operating in secret for 3 years, traveling around the world advocating for global communism, which is what he's doing. There's an organization called Protect the Public Trust, which filed a FOIA lawsuit in an effort to obtain emails between John Kerry's office and various climate change groups. The emails turned over to PPT, which is Protect the Public's Trust, from Kerry's office, of course, heavily redacted. Not one staffer's name was revealed. A lot of good that does. So, you know, they're hiding things when all this stuff gets redacted. BlackRock, no different. Their vice chairman, Philip Hildebrand, is also there. Wonder if he's getting a little something-something. He says Donald Trump's return to the White House in 24 poses a fundamental challenge to Europe. Yeah, what is that? This veteran Swiss banker said the re-election of Trump would challenge Europe fundamentally. given Trump's determination to embrace America first in matters from trade to diplomacy, NATO funding, and climate policy. I can tell you right now, the only thing that I know Trump would do is get away from that Paris Climate Accord. That's probably one of the first things he's going to do. Now, if I were Trump and I got reelected, here's what I would do. You know those 44 executive orders that Biden signed day one? I would have your whole list of executive orders rescinding every single one of his day one and putting us back on. Second thing I'd do, I would send the U.S. military down to the border, relieve CBP of their duties, and start shutting down the border completely and not allowing anybody into the country. End of story. I would literally barricade and block all access into America on every public bridge unless you have a driver's license saying you are an American citizen. And then if you are, and you were, and you have one, you would not be allowed back into Mexico. End of story. I'm sure the Mexican government would appreciate that. Now, we need to get a handle on this thing because massive deportations will start. We have to drain the swamp, and that means draining all the people that the swamp thinks are going to vote for him. This whole thing is just nutty. The president of a Canadian LGBT organization has been arrested up in Ottawa. Yep, on child sex abuse charges. Now you wonder. You wonder about why these people are promoting LGBT. But this advocate, you know, Sean Gravels, he is an outspoken activist and president of this pride organization in Canada called the North Peace Pride Society. Well, he's been busted on multiple charges, including sexual exploitation of a child under 16 and the possession and distribution of kiddie porn. And, of course, North Peace Pride Society removed him as president right after he'd been arrested, and a statement made to their Facebook page said they asserted that even through the group of sponsors, Youth Events, Gravels was never involved directly with kids. That's what you call pushing back and distancing yourself from what your real objective is. Yeah, because only a week before the detention of Sean Gravels, a well-known trans woman male activist by the name of Kendall Steven was arrested in Philadelphia, charged with the rape of two young boys. Multiple leftist activists with influential positions in media have been arrested or convicted on child sex abuse charges and porn in the last year, including two senior producers from ABC and CNN, as well as Slade Sommer, former managing editor of CNN's now defunct Beam Video and co-manager for kids' summer camp called Camp Power. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got power over you. Then there was a gay activist couple from Georgia arrested at the beginning of 2023 after adopting two boys. The couple allegedly abused them, then trafficked them to a pedophile ring. Now, how about Oregon teacher activist Kelsey Boren, who mentored an 11-year-old drag queen and was later convicted of kiddie porn? Boren was sentenced to less than a year in prison for 11 felony counts of encouraging child sex abuse. Wow. But you would think that the Gen Pop would have something to do with that, with Kelsey Boren even being allowed to exist. Because once they find out you've been molesting kids, boy, they don't like it. I'm surprised Kelsey Boren didn't become the victim of a shanking in the lockup. But he was only in there for what? You know, less than a year in prison? Oh, don't worry. God's going to give him his. Moving along here at 14 minutes after the hour, following a week of farmer uprisings across Germany, disaffected farmers turned their sights on France and started protesting against the globalist government of Emmanuel Macron. Here's what they did. Dumped manure in the streets and hay as well, which they set on fire in Avignon and Toulouse. A veritable peasants' revolt appears to be budding across the continent as overregulation, inflation, and green agenda are taking their toll on the ability of farmers to earn a living in and consequently feeding the people of modern Europe. See, and it's all happening over there first, because this is where most of these globalists live. The latest protest to crop up in France came over the low payout from supermarket chains to food producers. And of course, the signs hung on the tractors said, no farmers, no food. In France, do you still want your farmers? This is nothing unusual. They're fighting back. And well, they should. This is how they make their living. Now, the warmongers, of course, and that includes Nikki Haley. World War III alert, top NATO officer warns warfighting transformation needed across the West. In other words, Dutch Admiral Rob Bauer, chief of the NATO's Alliance's military committee, said in Brussels as they opened a two-day meeting of the national defense chiefs, the tectonic plates of power are shifting. As a result, we face the most dangerous world in decades. Yeah, what are they pointing a finger at now? Russia, Russia, Russia. Yeah. 20,000 troops are going to be taking part from the UK. Defense Secretary Grant Shapps announced his government is sending 20,000 troops to take part in NATO military exercises known as Steadfast Defender, which many deployed in Eastern Europe from February to June. The UK is going to send advanced fighter jets and surveillance planes, plus warships and submarines. Now, if that doesn't get Putin's goat, don't know what will. China's population, by the way, has declined for a second consecutive year. Interesting how that works, underscoring concerns about the future growth of the world's second largest economy. Now, seriously, the population, according to data released yesterday, was 1.409 billion at the end of this year. That is a 2.08 million decrease from 2022. So this is why they're encouraging people. But the people are saying, here's a quote from one of them, 31-year-old woman in Beijing. My husband and I do want to have a kid, but we can't afford it for now. Gee, you think the economy has something to do? Oh, the cost of raising a child. Everybody in America already knows that. Since I do want to get pregnant while I'm as young, you know, it's better for my health. However, I just don't have enough money for now, so I have to postpone. It's a shame. I feel panic over it sometimes. See, the impact of the pandemic in accelerating decline in new births, that's a possibility as well. But the underlying economic issues, probably a greater factor. Now, here's the difference between what goes on in the UK and what goes on over here. You remember Lloyd Austin goes into the hospital in December, has a prostatectomy. On January 1st, he's ill, in pain, checks himself back into the hospital, doesn't tell anybody. Yeah, everything's hush-hush. And now everybody wants his head. Congress people screaming he should resign. All the while they're trying to impeach Mayorkas. Well, that whole thing is another shift show. What a joke. They're just trying to make himself look good in an election year. We're talking about United States of America, all capitalist, all capital, United States of America, Inc. That's the one we're talking about. That ship show is going on right now. That's that little 10 square mile area known as Washington, D.C. We're talking about the all capital United States of America. But see, over in the UK, at least the Crown's not hiding anything like Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin did. Kate Middleton has been admitted to the hospital for abdominal surgery and has canceled all planned royal engagements until Easter. The surgery was successful. She's going to remain in the hospital for 10 to 14 days before returning home to continue her recovery. She probably won't return to public duties until after Easter. But at least she came out with it and said she was, oh, not only that, it gets better. King Charles, he went to be treated in a hospital for an enlarged prostate, according to Buckingham Palace. Yes, we have an enlarged prostate. That happens to older men. So the king's public engagements are going to be postponed for a short period of recuperation. Hey, at least they came out and told you, unlike our liars and cheats serving in the Biden administration right now. All right. 19 after the hour, moving on to U.S. news, politics and government. You call it? Is that what that is? CNN. Now we move on to New Hampshire. Already got past Iowa. We already know who won Iowa. All right. No sooner did they start Tallying the votes, Nikki Haley got on an airplane and headed to New Hampshire. Well, here's what, you know, they were going to have a debate with DeSantis and Haley. And of course, they invited Trump, but Trump won't show up. Trump has ducked every single one of these ridiculous charades on television. So what did CNN do? They canceled the New Hampshire debate and replaced it with the Nikki Haley show. Now she's going to have her own town hall meeting. And I guarantee you that she's got Democratic donors. I guarantee you the Democrats want her in power so bad rather than Trump, because Nikki Haley, even though she finished in third place in the Republican caucuses in Iowa, she doesn't want to have anything to do with the upcoming Republican presidential primary debates now with DeSantis. Ramaswamy's out, so it'd be just her and him, her and DeSantis going at it. And, of course, DeSantis commented that Haley was not attending the debates because she's running to be Trump's VP rather than competing for the presidential nomination of the Republican Party. I really don't think that Trump would. No, no, no to Nikki Haley. No. Hate to say it. You put Nikki Haley together with Trump. What kind of infighting do you think is going to be going on in the White House? In the West Wing. What do you think? Trump, you know, DeSantis thinks he's going to debate two empty podiums in New Hampshire this week. Not going to happen. So it's all about the Nikki Haley show. And you know, if CNN did that and replaced it with a Haley town hall meeting and they're going to be televising it, you know, the Democrats want Nikki Haley in worse than they do Trump. Not just because they're Trump haters, but Nikki Haley will do everything the Democrats tell her to do. She is a turncoat of the highest order. I don't know. Y'all want to take disagreement with it? 844-769-2944 is my phone number. She was a servant to the United Nations. That should be clue number one. She was an ambassador there for the U.S. Should be clue number one. She is a warmonger. She's advocating for continuance of the fighting in Ukraine. That should tell you something else. You want war? You want your son and daughters going over there to be killed? It'll get worse than that if the U.S., like the U.K., shows up and they start entering Ukraine and Putin goes, okay, that's it, and pushes the magic button. And then they're all going to end up on the magic bus. You know the song by The Who? The magic bus. Yeah, that one. A Maine Superior Court, meanwhile, as long as we're talking about Trump, has stayed the secretary's decision to disqualify Trump from the state primary ballot under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, deferring to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's right. Shenna Bellows doesn't get her way in this thing. The court ordered that President Trump's going to remain on the ballot unless the Supreme Court of the United States found him disqualified to hold the office of president by March 5th. Now, dig this. See, now we're playing with time here now. So the Supreme Court is going to have to address this, and they will. And the thing is, the application of Section 3 is important and purely legal issues of federal law. Federal law. The states don't have the ability to rein that in. Section 5 of the 14th Amendment says Congress has to do that. So all these states and their moves to do this, including Castro, who's been arrested, filing these phony lawsuits. Well, here's another one for you. Washington state judge yesterday, a couple days ago rather, declined to take up a case to remove Donald Trump from the state's ballots, saying the challenge is in the wrong venue. Why would anybody want to go to Kitsap County in Washington State? That's like a remote county out there in the western part, northwest of Seattle and Olympia, the capital. The Superior Court judge there, Jeffrey Bassett, said the suit needs to be brought in Thurston County, where the capital of Olympia is. That's where Washington Secretary of State Steve Hobbs' office is located. Of course, all the people that were filing the lawsuit in Kitsap County were a group of voters from Kitsap County. Well, yeah, we're all affected by this. Really? How are you affected? You see, here's the thing. You know, all the Republicans came out and says, oh, this is nothing but a unserious and theatrical nonsense. It's going to continue to defend against those claims. So, you know, Judge Bassett did the right thing, telling him, look, if you're going to file something under RCW 29A.68.011 of the election provisions, you need to take this to Olympia. But again, they're claiming what? Section 3, Trump engaged in insurrection, although he's never been charged or convicted with a crime. You see how they're doing this? This is nonsense. They're going to shut this down. The Supreme Court's going to look at this the same way. And if they don't, guess what? We have a Supreme Court that's going to be the ruin of the United States of America. And I'm just saying this because this is what the law says. And they like to issue narrow rulings. So if they don't bring Section 5 up, and I really believe they will, yeah, I think we'll be okay. And that means the states, all that gets shut off. They have to start muffling these paper tigers out there. They have to muffle them. The Supreme Court can do that with the right ruling. Now we have another court case that's coming up right now. It's called Chevron. You remember Roe v. Wade? Remember what happened when they overturned that with the Dobbs decision? Well, there's another case out there, Chevron v. Natural Resources Defense Council. This is a landmark ruling where the court held that while the courts have to give effect to the unambiguously expressed intent of Congress, where courts find Congress has not directly addressed the precise question at issue, and the statute is silent or ambiguous with respect to the specific issue, the question for the court is whether the agency's answer is based on a permissible construction of the statute. In other words, all this gobbledygook out there, and here again, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, they have expressed skepticism of the Chevron doctrine, which basically allows, here's the bottom line, all of the government agencies out there that are operating outside the parameters of the Constitution. That's what this is about. If they remove the Chevron deference, as they call it, this is a doctrine the Supreme Court enunciated in 1984, or narrow its application, this holds that an agency's interpretation of a statute it administers is entitled to deference unless Congress has said otherwise. What they're looking to do if they overturn this is they're going to roll back the power of all these federal agencies, which means less interference from our government. Now, you be the judge. Do we do it or not? The Supreme Court has also declined to take up this transgender bathroom case. They won't consider whether an Indiana middle school was required to let a transgender girl use the boys' bathroom. Gee, I wonder how that would work out. We get all these teenagers with raging hormones and you let a transgender girl loose in there. Oh my God, I can just imagine what the outcome would be. Nope, they're not going to hear it. And also, there is a groundbreaking study out showing kids learn better on paper and not screens, especially among children aged 10 to 12. We'll talk about that more when we come back from these important messages here at the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Your 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on this Thursday. Dave Krieger with you at the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Before we went to break, we were talking about this groundbreaking study showing kids learn better on paper and not screens. Well, what does it mean when schools are going digital? It means that everybody's being accustomed to using a computer. Now, why would that be? You see here, deeper reading among kids age 10 to 12, paper trumps screens. And of course, we all want the internet, says Clinton. And so there, the big outreach is to get kids hooked on. Well, I mean, it's bad enough you see them all with thumbs, right? And they're constantly texting or sexting or doing whatever they're doing. And the problem is they're getting away from reading. And so when you get into the computer, why would you want them to be fully educated on a computer? Are we going to graduate a whole group of IT people? And why would we do that? I'll get to that in a second. This nationwide collapse in reading scores among American youth has captured the attention, if not the concern, of headline writers, educators, and government bureaucrats. See, we got digital. That's internet, right? I mean, look how many newspapers have gone belly up. Remember, your daddy used to sit there and read the newspaper. See, and only the big newspapers who have survived this onslaught of the internet. See, nobody goes to the grocery store anymore. Look what happened to shopping malls. I was just reading an article about Sarasota Square Mall. That thing's been around forever and a day down in Sarasota, Florida. Now they're going to tear it down and convert it into apartment complexes. You see, that's the craziness of it, folks, because this is all because of the internet. And even my wife predicted that a long time ago, that all of these department store chains are going to suffer because of the internet, because people can go on and buy all this stuff online. If they've got internet, what do they need a brick and mortar store for? I mean, they're booking their travel online. What do they need brick and mortar travel agencies for? There are some that are still out there. Because I'll tell you something about online travel buying, all the personality is gone. Oh, yeah, you may book your airline flight and you can go to all these little discounted websites and book your hotel room. But then, hey, if you have to reroute or cancel, you lose. Good luck with that. It gets more confusing by the minute because you're making phone call after phone call after phone call to try to get to whatever party it is you made the reservation with. Yeah. You see, and it all goes back to the Department of Education's recent survey, recently released, finding that text comprehension skills of 13-year-olds had declined an average of 4 points since the COVID-affected school year of 2019 and 2020. And more alarmingly, the average drop was 7 points compared with the 2012 figure. The results for the worst-performing students fell below the reading skill level recorded in 1971, when the first national study was conducted. And I'll tell you what, one of the books that I had to read in high school, which is right about the time they started that reading skill level study, 1971, was 1984. Atlas Shrugged. Yeah, you want to get into some heavy stuff? Animal Farm. So there you have it. You keep taking the textbooks and sending everybody online. You know, thank God for college, they still have textbooks, right? Then what do people do when they want to cheat? And they want AI to write their term papers for them. What do? Go on the internet. You just wait. There is so much going on in the law profession right now. They don't want AI in law. We just had an attorney fine $5,000 for using AI to write his pleadings. And the law clerks found 12 cases listed within his pleadings that were all phony. AI made him up. He got fined $5,000. Was it worth it? Now we move on to something more serious. How many of you out there drawing Social Security? Come on, raise your hand. Taking a head count here. You may end up paying more in taxes next year. In 2024, I'm talking about the 2024 tax season. The return will have to be filed by April 15th of 2025. So in 2023, Social Security benefits got a boost by 8.7% to compensate for the increase in the cost of living. the average retired worker was getting $1,827 a month instead of $1,681, which they got in 2022. Senior citizens who have never paid taxes on their Social Security benefits may now be required to pay taxes as the higher Social Security benefits push them into the taxable category. Ouch. Beneficiaries need to pay taxes on their Social Security income if the combined income, the sum total of 50% of Social Security benefits plus all other income, including tax-exempt interest, exceeds certain thresholds. So here's what they're going to do. These are the rules. For if you're an individual taxpayer, and I'm going to tell you these things right now because you need to be aware. What do you think I've been telling you to set up an LLC for? Because you won't owe anything if you just find write-offs. You can't do that as an individual unless you have a business. I know. Dave, I'm retired. We don't do stuff like that. I'm living on a fixed income. I'm an old curmudgeon. I have a bad attitude. Come on. Really? Give me another. Give me an excuse why you don't want to live. God said you're out to bless others' lives. That's what your mission is here on the face of this earth. Bless other people's lives. The whole idea is to try to get the truth out there so people understand. The word retire is used in the Bible twice. That's it. It means go in your tent, sleep, and get up the next day and go to work. That's why Moses had the strength of an ox and an eye of an eagle when he got taken up on Mount Nebo. People say, yes, sir, that there were Moses died. We don't know that. We don't know that he wasn't just taken up. Good work, my son. You've done everything you were supposed to do. Whoosh, up you come. That was like instant rapture for Moses. For all we know, we don't know. That's why that'll be up for debate. You watch. People will be calling up trying to tell me. That's all right. Just let that drop for a minute. We're getting out of Social Security here. For individual taxpayers, if your combined income is between $25,000 and $34,000, then up to 50% of your benefits may be taxable. However, if the income is greater than $34,000, up to 85% could be taxed. Now, for married couples filing jointly, listen up. Up to 50% of Social Security income will be taxable if the combined income is between $32,000 and $44,000. And if it goes over $44,000 for married couples filing jointly, it's going to jump to 85%. Wow, what a rape job. Now, you know, let's look at the poverty line here, folks. What's it cost to live in America today? And now they want to tax the living bejesus out of your Social Security. This is income they're paying interest on, and now they're going to get their pound of flesh all back. Gee, what a... Oh, that I call that the raw deal, not the new deal. You just want to go dig Franklin Delano Roosevelt up and beat him to a pulp and put him back in his grave, don't you? What a shaft on the American people. Gary North even said it. Dr. Gary North, remember that? Right, one of Reagan's senior economic advisors. Biggest Ponzi scheme there ever was. I used to think it was welfare for seniors, but no, you put in, you take out, and now they're beating on you. An individual collecting $2,000 a month in Social Security is going to get $24,000 in annual benefits. Do the math. 50% or $12,000 is going to be used for calculating combined income. This unless you have write-offs. If you have a business, it doesn't matter how big or how small it is. If you have a business, whatever income is reported, you get deductions. I'm trying to help you out here, folks. It's a suggestion, not financial advice. We take advantage of this. Both my wife and I do. We have corporations, LLCs, limited liability companies. You get more write-offs. My CPA tells me that all the time. That's why every year I have a CPA. I don't go to TurboTax. Come on, really? Oh, but it's so easy. I could do this all by myself on my what? My computer? Oh, come on. Let's get serious here. In the case the individual makes $10,000 in income, extra income annually, the combined income is going to be $12,000 plus $10,000. That's $22,000. Since this is less than $25,000, no part of Social Security benefits are going to be taxed. But if the extra annual income, that all that extra money you got to go out and because I got to work a sideline job just to make ends meet, Then the combined income, if you make 20 grand, is going to be 12,000 plus 20 or 32, bringing it right into the range of where 50% of the income would be subject to taxes. If the person makes 30,000 in extra annual income, welcome to my club, the combined income would be 42,000, meaning up to 85% would be taxed. Now, you see why I have companies and you see why I have the deductions? Folks, come on. You know, there is a way to, this is one of my old buddies just popped into my head. He had it all figured out. He said, look, you guys are spending all this time trying to put a giant square peg into a very small round hole, which is a system. You need to use the system's tools against it. Now, let's talk about what else happens if you live in one of the states that taxes Social Security benefits. Colorado, Connecticut, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia. You will pay extra state taxes on your Social Security benefits if you live in those states. You see, they've all figured out a way to do revenue grabs. I guess if you wanted all that to change, you would have been lobbying your state legislatures to change it. Find another way to raise revenue. But you see, we have all this welfare mentality going on, and wow, we have to rob Peter to pay Paul in order to accommodate that. So, there's a new study comparing the total cost of ownership of electric vehicles and their gasoline-powered counterparts. And guess which ones cost more to operate? If you said electric vehicles, ding, 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 you were right. Way more. And if you have a mid-size SUV electric vehicle, you are really going to pay more. The small and low-range EVs are less expensive than gas-powered vehicles. EVs are more costly, you know, if they're mid-size. This is the survey. They ran all the numbers. Researchers noted the question of cost parity between EVs and gas-powered vehicles is best answered on a case-by-case basis, as vehicle costs are ultimately unique to each specific location and each individual user. That makes sense? For instance, a 300-mile range midsize electric SUV, the total cost of ownership varied by nearly 40% or $52,000, depending on the location. Whoa. $52,000? I mean, this is like half the cost of buying a home. $52,000, you could buy a mobile home on an acre for that. Jeez. Apple has overtaken Samsung as the world's biggest phone maker. For the first time in 12 years. Amazing how that works. Samsung took 19.4% of the market share. And of course, stupid is as stupid does. Here you have a Northport, Florida man in jail after deputies say that he used a lost phone to make a false bomb threat to a Walmart store in Port Charlotte, Florida. I know exactly which Walmart store that is. I didn't think that there could be anyone that foolish, but yeah, there are. Living in Port Charlotte, Florida, you got a lot to worry about there. This happened on January 12th, just recently. Charlotte County deputies were dispatched to the Walmart on Tamiami Trail in Port Charlotte for a bomb threat. The caller told dispatchers there was a bomb in the store and hung up. So what does 911 do? They call back, and the man answered and responded, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, and then hung up. So they made contact with the owner of the phone. He told deputies he accidentally left the phone in the restroom of Walmart. Because, see, they take your number, they find out who you are, and then they try to find you. And then they, oh, yeah, I left my phone in the restroom of the Walmart. So when dispatch returned the call, the Apple Watch that the owner was wearing notified him 911 was trying to get a hold of him. And after pinging the phone location, he was able to find it. And after reviewing the security footage in the store, the deputies were able to determine the phone's owner was being truthful. He wasn't lying. He left it there. But surveillance footage showed Cody J. Clements entering the bathroom and exiting around the time the call was made. You see, they got you. Smartphone. Clements was quickly located after having re-entered the store. And, of course, he was arrested. And now he's facing a charge about false reporting of planting a bomb or a weapon of mass destruction. Stupid is as stupid does. Wow. In a 113-page decision released on January 16th, U.S. District Court Judge William Young ruled in favor of the DOJ in an antitrust suit. JetBlue is not going to be able to acquire Spirit Airlines. Yeah. Every time I hear about these airline mergers, I keep thinking about Genoa Airways being subsumed by Alitalia, and they're going to call it Genitalia Airlines. Are you going to buy that? Really? I just, you know, I had to go there. It just, things just pop into my head. I had to crack a funny on that one. All these airlines keep wanting to merge. It's like they can't make it on their own. People still want to travel. I don't get it. They still want to use the air, given the fact that we could be threatened with an EMP and you might be 36,000 feet when that thing goes off and your plane is going down, buddy. There ain't no, nothing's going to help you. That plane's going to crash and everybody on board's going to go. So you really want to go fly the friendly skies? I don't think so. And guess what? Anheuser-Busch, their workers are threatening to strike. So much for Bud Light and all these other top-selling beers out there in the market. Yeah, the Teamsters at 12 Anheuser-Busch breweries in the U.S. are threatening to strike after voting 99% in favor of 29 February. Ooh, that's leap year. That's right. Your current union contract's about to expire, and they are prepared to start walking. Set up the pickets. Wow. In the health category, hormonal imbalances caused by hundreds of chemicals are tied to an increased cancer risk. These are endocrine-disrupting chemicals, EDCs. Breast cancer, in particular, is a common, tragic form of cancer that kills many women before their time as a variety of causal factors. EDCs are sneaky about how they get in there. So there's been a study on it. Environmental EDCs. Lack of standardized criteria for testing new chemicals to ascertain their potential carcinogenicity. Carcinogenicity. Let's do that. How about that? That sounds better. All right. So, you know, it's pretty crazy. These organochlorines and organohalogens cause testicular cancer, dioxin for prostate cancer, dioxin and cadmium for breast and thyroid cancer, arsenic, asbestos for prostate cancer. Wow. Who'd have thunk? Talcum powder. Wow. Who'd have thought? Glyphosate, another toxic herbicide, pesticides, plants. And it's one of the reasons why if you're going to eat a healthy organic diet or get adequate sleep, maybe you should be growing your own food and avoiding unnecessary chemicals and ultra-processed foods. That would probably decrease your risk of cancer, don't you think? Now, of course, Technocracy News has come up with another interesting story and a take on the collapse of credentialism. We're talking about former Harvard President Claudine Gay's fall from grace. May mark the end of an era. Well, we don't know. You know, this wokeism is still alive and happening. She was the quintessential diversity hire, a mediocre scholar by Ivy League standards who rose to power based on her race and gender. And see, this is what they do every time they get attacked. This is what Fannie Willis did. Same thing. It's all about race. You didn't use the N-word. It's all about race. That's why you're coming after me. It's all about race. Yeah, you got a little booty scratch there, Fannie. Everybody wants to know about it. That right? Did you get booty scratch, Fannie, from somebody you hired and paid more than the rest of your staff? A little something, something? Surprised you're not in Davos. Yep, everybody seems, all these politicians seem to want to get a little something, something. He even forced a guy to divorce his wife over that little something, something. Interesting how that works. See, it all comes back to bite him. The ones that are attacking Trump, you notice how their whole world is falling apart? Like John Anthony Castro, he just got arrested after filing all these suits, trying to take Trump off the ballot in multiple states. Yeah, history finally caught up with him. We have a recipe for easy sugar scrub for winter coziness using peppermint essential oil. That's all available on the Power Hour email blast we send you. All you have to do is click on the newsletter tab on thepowerhour.com. and that, you know, subscribe, and then we send you the recipe. And of course, there's an article too about sheep breeding and sheep rearing information. Yep. How'd that work out for you? Not bad. Yeah. Okay. Ohio, by the way, for those of you who are statistical here, there are 27 constitutional carry states. Ohio, the Center for Justice Research shows violent crime has decreased after the state adopted constitutional carry. So for those of you out there that want to think that, you know, we can't control gun violence, well, this just said just the opposite. We will be back after the top of the hour, hopefully with a couple of guests here. One used to work for the CIA. After these important messages, stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.